Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to go through some of the halachas that are nageyah to the vacation, to the holiday season. The Mechazim in Lublin and Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos before he made Kiddush, he used to chaza Gantz Hilcha Shabbos. Before you make Kiddush, well, you have to know all of Hilcha Shabbos. Chaza the whole Hilcha Shabbos. So it's kedai, as much as we possibly can, before a person goes naturally on a vacation, wherever he goes, even if he stays over here, he goes on trips, or wherever he goes in the world, it's shy for a person to come up with a lot of different halacha situations. So I try to pick out of Dalal Chalki Shulchan Aruch, what's Nageya? Bit of Yeridea, bit of Aruch Chaim, bit of Chesh Mishpat, bit of Ebenezer, whatever's Nageya to Ben Esman, and whatever could be Nageya to a holiday situation. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll try to get through as much as we possibly can. The Satmar Rav used to say that a person can leave his house, but he has to know he cannot leave the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You take the Zelba Shulchan Aruch with you. Whatever Shulchan Aruch you have here at home, the same Shulchan Aruch applies wherever you are in the ganze Welt. As I state, as I zog the Heinige Satmar Rav. Okay, we'll start Be'ez Hashem, we'll start now a little bit of Aruch Chaim. We'll start with Hilchos Shabbos. So, a person can go, very shchia, to a place that there's no Eruv. The person goes to a place that there's no Eruv, so the obvious questions that are going to come up are going to be Shailas of Hitzah. So the first Shaila we have to know, and Be'etzem this is Shulchan Aruch, I think we discussed today once before, is the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch talks about what is considered to be something that's carrying and what's not. So the Shulchan Aruch says basically there's two klonim, there's some that are exceptions, but generally there's two klonim. Klon number one, if something is an item of clothing, it's something that keeps a person warm, there's no shaila of carrying. Number two, if it's a tachshit, it's of jewellery, even though it doesn't keep you warm, or but it's considered to be an item that is not over on Hitzah. So therefore, the shaila obviously comes out, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Siman Shin Aleph. What would be the halacha with a person's glasses? Person's glasses, it's not something that keeps you warm. It's not generally, unless it's a fashion item, something that adorns a person like a jewellery piece. So is it a shayla of Hitzah? So the Shulchan Aruch Be'etzem says maybe it's a shayla. And the Mishnah Berurah spells it out, and the Poskim say very poshut that the glasses that we wear are a vada, not a problem of Hitzah. Why? Very simple. It's a medical reason that a person will not come along to take them off. And one of the reasons that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and the Zaypas and Shulchan Aruch is a shayla of Hitzah is something that I'm worried that a person will take off. Therefore, a person's glasses that he wears on a regular basis is a vada, as we pass in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Aleph, Sifkotan Membalet, is a vada, no problem of Hitzah. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotan Membalet, and the Be'er Lacha also. What about sunglasses? Person wants to wear sunglasses, a vada, pass in the Mishnah Berurah, it's awesome. It's a gomel for a person to go in a mokim where there is no Eruv and he's wearing sunglasses. There's double poshut. Why? Because sunglasses are not something that a person needs, and therefore we are choshes a double poshut. Then he's going to take them off, he'll come to put them in his pocket, he'll come to carry them, he'll get to a shade area, he'll take them off. And memela, it's about the osa for a person to wear sunglasses. How about if a person is wearing sunglasses for a medical reason? For example, the doctor says it's not good for your eyes to be exposed to the sun, you've got to wear sunglasses. Or some people poshut the sun. Bothers them tremendously, it hurts their eyes. There's a problem there, there's a bayah. In that case, the Poskim and the Haritzvi and others want to say you can be makel and wear sunglasses over there, because then we're not going to be worried that a person will come along and take them off, because he's wearing them for a medical reason similar to glasses. How about clip-on sunglasses? Which is again a shaila, because I don't know how many people are going to get to wear them, not so impressionable nowadays. Oh, but I'm only see that the clip-on sunglasses, mutar or asa. So the Poskim say be'etzem, if they're on right now and they're on, dahayna, they're closed in a way that they're sunglasses, then it's mutar. But if a person wears them flipped up, then that's about going to be a problem. Because again, it serves no purpose for chlal. It's not a clothing, it's not an adornment, it has no medical requirement, and maybe that's going to be asa. Another shayla in Hitzah, carrying in the mouth, right? A person has to realize when he's eating food, about it, he can't go outside in a mokoim, that he's going to be carrying. So it's very shchiach. A person in the middle of eating, he's used to being in Yerushalayim the whole time, he's used to being in a mokoim with an Eruv, and he's done, he goes outside. A person has to realize if you've got food in your mouth, it's about an Isav Hitzah. Zog the Minchas Hitzchok and many other poskim, how about the little pieces that are left in your mouth? You know, often you get sometimes after eating, there's little pieces. Zog the Minchas Hitzchok, there's no chashivas for their bechlal, and we made it, that's about not a problem of Hitzah. Let me go back to, how about also we're discussing a place in no, if a person wears his jacket over his shoulders, he doesn't put his arms in, he wears it over his shoulders, drapes it over his shoulders. With Moshe Paskins, it's awesome. It's not a normal way of going over a person wearing a jacket. The Mamela person is over and it's an Avitzah. Now, the Chazan Ish was Mekel, and the Chazan Ish wanted a Tainan is the Derech. So the person can say, Nachanami, it depends on the Minigam Mokim. If the Minigam Mokim is people that could go around that way, so again, no problem. If it's a Mokim that people don't go around that way, so Nachanami, then Rav Moshe is correct that a Vada is going to be a problem of Hitzah. How about rolling up your sleeves? If a person wants to go out the house with his sleeves rolled up, so what's the problem? The problem is the extra material that he has on his sleeves as he rolls them up serves no purpose. It's not there as a jewelry. It's not there to keep a person warm. So what's the heter to wear it on Shabbos? Rav Moshe says it's also. Rav Moshe paskins it's also for a person to go out in the mokum where there's no eruv. If he's got his sleeves rolled up, he's over on Hitzah. Most poskim have to tell you the Hatzvi, the Betzini Roven Ben Moshe, the Shmiru Shabbos, for example, paskin that it's mutter. That a person is allowed, it's a normal thing to do. There's a lot of lomdas involved that we can't go into. Oh, but they paskin, if you rave poskim, you can be makel and roll up your sleeves and go in a mokum where there's no eruv. But again, Rav Moshe's machane in such a situation. Last shayla of Hitzah, how about wearing Crocs? So one of the main shayla that's discussed in the Gemara, for example, the guy wearing slippers is what? Very simple. We're worried that if a person wears something that is easily taken on and off, it's not a regular shoe that's strapped, that's tight on him, so he'll come to be able to take them off on Shabbos. Overzug the poskim when it comes to Crocs. About that, the minig nowadays, as most people don't walk around the whole place barefoot, wherever you are, it's not a normal thing to walk around, especially outside. Therefore, we're not worried that a person who's wearing Crocs will take off his Crocs. So especially zug the poskim if you have that little piece at the back that's mamish on, kilo, in a way that keeps the foot more secure inside, in the back of the foot, back of the heel, then for sure you can be makel and wear the Crocs outside. You don't have to be choshish for a gzeira of you might take it off on Shabbos. Let me get back to Hilchos Muktzah, what's my gate to a holiday, right? Common shayla, swimming trunks, right? Bathing suits, are they Muktzah or not? Because this is something that Be'etzem has a shaykhus to Anissa, has a shaykhus to swimming, and swimming a body with Asa on Shabbos. Zug the Poskim, no. Mibal that a swimming costume, a bathing suit, is something that can be used. I don't have to go swimming where I'm wearing a bathing suit. Therefore, it's something I can wear as a normal malbush. It's 100% not a shayla of muktzah. However, if it's wet, and it's very, very wet, which often it is, if a person, for example, goes on an Erev Shabbos, the kids are going Erev Shabbos swimming, they come back, oh, mamish Erev Shabbos, and you know, everything's wet over there. So that's about the shayla of muktzah. Those swimming trunks, if they're very, very wet, will be muktzah. Unless it with Moshe, you know 100% I'll pee the heat and I'll pee which way you put it, that on Shabbos itself it's going to become dry, then avada, there's no problem bechlal, because we know when Shabbos comes in that it's going to become dry. Snorkels and what are they called? Goggles, swimming goggles. All of these things are muktzah, klisha malachte le'issa. These are klisha malachte le'issa. That means they may only be moved letzorei gufo mekoymei. That means if a person comes in from the holiday and the Erev Shabbos and puts them on the table, again, you're going to have to know if it's a letzorei gufo, letzorei mekoymei, then whether you can be makel. A fan. A fan is a kli shemalachti le'issa even when it's on. That means if a person has a fan that's plugged into the wall and it's going right now and it's on making a lovely wind, the halacha is if I need to move the fan to a direction to make me cooler, this way, that way, to move it a little bit, the whole stand a little bit this way, a little bit that way, that's no problem whatsoever. It's a kli shemalachti le'issa, which is muta, letzorei gufo mekoymei. About that, you're going to have to make sure that you don't pull out the plug. And some poskim want a tiny, I saw this in one place, that he wants a tiny, you should tape over the knobs over there, you know, the 1, 2, 3, the speed of the fan. Oh, but the mice, I didn't find anybody else says you have to do that. But again, we have to realize it's so goofy and mekoymei, we can be makel. Sunglasses are not muktzah because there's no heter usage for it. Oh, yeah, right. Flipping over, I was going to ask that one. It's a major shayla. It's a major shayla in the poskim. Some poskim want a tainer. We're talking about the toggle on the top or wherever it is that makes it oscillate. I think that's the English word. It makes it turn around. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Subject to a tremendous machloikas poskim. What's the shayla? The shayla is that when I flick that switch on or off, whatever it is, to make it go round, it's now all of a sudden the motor has to work a little bit harder, and it could be that more chashmal is used up al yedei zeh. We have discussed, I think, when we discussed Hilchos electricity, and we discussed the shayla of standing in front of the fan, v'chuli v'chuli. We discussed all those things. It's a shayla in the poskim. There's a mokum to be mekel. There's zikha mokum also to be machme as a sofik. Shofik d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, depending on the chazanish. I don't want to go into it. Let me get back to sunbathing on Shabbos Kodesh. So be'etzem, a lot of poskim want to be machmir over here. Like the Minchas Yitzchok, for example, the Chalkas Yaakov and others, and Chishev Eivot, they don't want to be machmir. What's the reason to be machmir? It's a shayla maybe of Tzaveya, maybe it's a shayla Makkab Patish, maybe it's a shayla of Rufua, all different reasons that the poskim, the Minchas Yitzchok, is a list of, I think, five reasons why you want to be machmir of sunbathing. However, I have to say, most poskim are makel. The real majority of poskim when it comes to sunbathing, lemaisa, I'm sorry, Cheshev Eifed is makel over here. Reb Chanan Halpern, for example, is makel over here. The Shmur Shabbos is makel over here. Many poskim want to be makel. The Kuli Alma will be maskim. If a person wants to go out dressed in his Shabbos clothes, normal, and he wants to sit a little bit in the sun, maybe also to get some sun. But he takes a safer out there, he wants to relax a little bit in the summer, whatever it may be. The Kuli Alma, that's going to be Beseda Gomel. What the poskim is saying is Issa. It means that a person goes out, I mean, Mukhan and Muzum, sunbathing, and he goes to Chayes with his shorts and the t-shirts on Shabbos Kodesh. Then you're making a shtickle zilzal of the whole thing. Oh, but the a person wants to go outside to sit in the sun. We can't ask for it, clap it that, because again, a lot of poskim are mekel. They got to be sunbathing. How about sun cream on Shabbos? There's a couple of shaylas that are negated to sun cream. Shayla number one. How about refuah? So the poskim pashut, it's not refuah. Refuah is when there's an illness and I'm making it heal. I'm making it become better, right? Like we've learned before in our lochas of refuah, simen shen chopches, in harichayim. But when you put on sun cream, what does sun cream do? It prevents the person from getting burned. Preventing an illness is mutter. As I state the halacha, that to prevent something is about the mutter. Therefore, to put the sun cream on is a prevention. And if it's a prevention, it's about the going to be mutter. The second question we have to deal with sun cream is mamreach. If it's a thick type of cream, there's a problem of mamreach. And therefore, a person has to realize that if it's a very, I can't go through now all the shittas opposed to what means running, what doesn't mean running. But one thing is clear. If it runs very, very good, if I would put it on my hand and it just slides off, mamish kamat, a little bit thicker than water, the kuli alma, there's no shayla. So the eitzah is if a person knows, for example, very negay for the kids want to go out, and you want to make sure you're going in the boiling heat wherever you are in the world, and it's mamish, it's boiling hot, so you want to put sun cream on the kids and on yourself. So before Shabbos, make sure to dilute it a little bit, or maybe make a little cup, whatever, of it, and dilute it a little bit. Could be that it should be very, very runny, and there's a badin or shayla of mamreach. If it's thicker than regular, if it's thicker than running water, then a badin, it's a shayla of mamreach, without going into all the shitas of what is included in that. Sorry? Spray vadimuta. Vadimuta. How about killing bugs? Killing bugs, also again, you go to certain places, there's bugs, there's mosquitoes, there's wasps, there's all these sorts of things. So again, we have to realize it's not shaykh to go to eat. These are a simonim and shulchan all by themselves, need a shit all by themselves also, but we're just poshut b'chazorah, we're going through everything. And the maizah zazoi, if there's a baby around, or someone that's allergic to them, even sovik allergic, I can avadi be makel, the best thing is to trap it, but if I can't do that, I can even kill it. Now, if there's no one around in that matzav, or let's say, for example, it's a mosquito, and a regular person, a mosquito, no, you get a mosquito bite, it's not gishmat, but there's no tsar involved, the person doesn't get a tremendous amount of tzar, and the Rechanami, there's no head of a claw to kill these things on Shabbos. If a person, a taka, affects people sometimes very, very badly, they swell up from it, they get tremendous tzar, there's a Rav Shulchan Aruch that's mashma this way, and the mice, a person can be mekel if it causes tremendous tzar, then a person should try to trap it, or take the example of the spray, and try to sort of get it out of the room with the spray. That normally works when you take the insect spray, and you're sort of spraying it, not at it itself, but around it, it normally goes away from that mocker, and you do it around the window, it will go out the window. That's the best aid. So if you can't go to that aid, so there's no way of getting it out, and there's a mokrim of tsar. In that situation, there's a mokrim to be makel. Plain ball on Shabbos Kodesh. So, be'etzim, we paskin, apidu Ramon, simon shimches, that a ball is 100% not mukta. We do paskin that it's not mukta. The only problem is, stam, the etzim playing of it. Everybody knows the Yerushalmi. There's a Yerushalmi in Tainis. The Yerushalmi Tainis says, there was a Gansa town that was wiped out for people playing ball. To feed the poskim, what were they doing wrong? Playing on Shabbos Kodesh. I have to say, the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosei, in Perik Tazayin, for example, says, in Sivvob over there, he says, the brother, it's Osa to play all types of ball, even ping pong, he wants to say it's Osa. I saw other poskim from America that want to be Mekel, actually, that's the Nafkamina, right? Okay, Kenzan, whatever it may be. There's a brother, a mokim for a person in Machma. If I remember correctly, Shmir Shem Pinkas has a shir, and he tines that people playing football and these sort of things on Shabbos is the worst type of chilul Shabbos that exists. Because the person probably should miss the boat. You possibly miss what Shabbos Kodesh is all about. Again, can we ask it? The Shemir Shabbos Taka does. Poskim in America a bit more makel in these sort of things. The poskim, the reason, I'll tell you one of the reasons why Shemir Shabbos wants to say it's osa, he wants to tie it, but the ping pong, for example, is it makes a noise. The Debitzin Rob and Ben Moshe, also of America, says a similar vot. When you play ping pong, it makes a noise on the thing. And we don't make any noise. The Badawin Issa Avshem Elsa. Maybe that's what he wants to tie it. It's one of the reasons why we've got to be machmer over there. But again, there is a machlekes. The kids, for sure, we can be makel for them to play these things on Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, let's move on now to other inyonim. Little Yeridea. I'm saying we're not going in order, we're going to go backwards and forwards. Oh, but there's a Ramah, there's a Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, Rishmem, Tessibok. And we know Be'etzem is a Chiv for a Yid to be Machzik another Yid. If you have Yidin that have shops and have businesses, the Avada says the Shulchan Aruch over there in Rishmem, Tess, and Yeridea, that there's a Chiv on a person to try and support everyone, to try and support another Yid. So the Shaila often comes in. You're going away somewhere, wherever it may be, more than again, maybe in Chutzlaret, in America, all these places where you have, for example, a choice. You have a kosher shop, a Jewish shop, and you have a not Jewish shop. And you can get the same thing that shall obviously from both of them. What's the halacha? So Be'etzem, the Milchas Yitzchak, for example, has a beautiful tshuva on this, and the Ben Moshe and Debitzin Rav also, they want a taina that there's a mitzvah on a person to dafka buy from the kosher shop, from the kosher Jewish person who owns the shop. If the Jewish person charges much more, for example, more than a sixth more than what it's worth, then you have no chiyuv to buy from him whatsoever, and you can buy from the goy. There is the Rav Moshe Sternberg and Tshuvas Van Hoggers and the Tshuvas Ramah, but other mamakomas we can't go into that tain and nine. Even if the Jew is more expensive, you have a chiyuv al pi shulchan aruch to support another yid. So in the Hanami, it could be al pi din, you have a chiyuv to go to the yid. But again, most places about the Minchas Yitzchak want to say that if a person is going to be much more expensive to go to the yid, he's got no chiyuv to do so. Okay, weiter. A little bit of halachas of driving. We know the pasuk says, "Nishmartim ma'oid l'nafshei seichem." So Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner's got an unbelievable tshuva. It's Mamish Maseich Levitumah, he puts it over there. He writes a tshuva about cutting down fruit trees. Right? Major shayla of Sakana. We're not going to go into all the shitas why it's asa. Oh, but he goes through a whole shima of why it's asa, what the problem is. It's about the Issa of Sakana. Maseich Levitumah, he sticks in over there. What's the halacha of driving? And he says, Mamish Meredik, Zubra Vosner. This is the mahalach. Everybody knows that when a person drives, this is Mamish Negei in the summer, when a person is hot, and the person needs to get somewhere, the kids are in the car going, no, we're there, they're there, there from the first minute, and everybody's agitated. Zug Rav Vosner, the mahalach of driving is, and this is why Rav Vosner looks at people driving, is you have to get in front of the guy next to you. As I stand, Rav Vosner, Zug, the Shevet Alevi, Mimele Zug Rav Vosner, it's Nichlal in this pasuk, Nichlal in this Issa, is a sakona mamsh for a person to drive too fast over the speed limit. As I pass him over there in Shevet Alevi. Let me go later. Let's go into a little bit of Hilchos Brachos now. The halacha of going to the zoo, right? Very common bein hazmanim trip, you go to the zoo. So I have to start off the etzem, as I state in that rugish habos, in that lemaisa, you shouldn't go to a zoo b'chol. He writes, you don't go to a zoo. What's the pshat? Posh pshat? Because you're going to see the animals over there, and they're killing each other. In the Shomer, he's got to go to the Rishima why it's a problem. Over the mice, Zug the poiskim, right? That the mice, we don't find such a thing, and we don't find animals killing each other. And faket, we find from the Gedolim that the Gedolim Taka went to the zoo. For example, there are just a few examples. I think I have a list of about 20 examples. The Leket Yosha brings from his Rebbe the Trumas Adeshen. That the one time there was a couple of lions hanging around over there, and the Trumas Adeshen wanted Dafka to see those lions. He went over there to see it. The sons of Rav, one time, Dafka went to the zoo. Why? To make the Bracha Mashana Abriyas, we're going to discuss. The Minchas Salazar, for example, also writes in a tshuva one time, he was in a zoo, b'chole, because we find on Kama v'kama gedoylim, that about that we go to a zoo, one of the main reasons about a person goes to a zoo, apart from keeping the kids busy, is, Spadis l'Rabbeinu Shalom, you see the creatures that the Rabbeinu Shalom made, Al-Pizeh, Zug de Gemara, in Brachos Nelchesem and Base, that, as we're passing the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chav Hei, that the Ma'isa, when a person sees, Zug de Gemara, a monkey and an elephant, you have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? Zug the Gemara, Zoy Paskin Shulchan Aruch, Mishana Abriyas. What? Mishana Abriyas. Fed the Paiskim. Why did the Gemara Dafka pick those two? Why did the Gemara Dafka pick an elephant and a monkey? Two pshatim. Pshat number one is Melech HaShleima. The Melech HaShleima in Hilchis Kilayim. He writes over there, the reason is, because in Dor HaMavel, the people that got punished, turned into a monkey and an elephant. As we state over there, Melech HaShleima. The Me'iri, for example, in Brachos Nun Ches, over there, learns Pshat, because these are animals that are most doimeh to a human being.
So we made it a Mishana Habriyas. Now, Opi Zezu, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, comes out, we only make a bracha Mishana Habriyas on an elephant and a monkey, but nothing else. Of a Zuru Shleim Zalman, it's not any Rub Shleim Zalman, it's a Shulchan, it's a Kafachayim, many other Achroinim. Then no, about that was an example given, but about that any animal that a person is not used to seeing, for example, a cat, for example, he's used to seeing, about that wouldn't be an Ichla. But any animal that a person is not used to seeing, he is a Chiyiv to make this bracha. And as I pass in the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch over there in Reish Chof Hei. Now the Fi Ashkenazim, there's a Chilik between Ashkenazim and Tzvadim, but the Ashkenazim Paskin, Tzvadim is over Paskin one time in your life, you make this bracha, it's all over. You made the bracha. Ashkenazim paskin la locha every 30 days. That means if you go to the zoo every 30 days, you haven't seen this animal for 30 days, you have a chiv to make this bracha. Now, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you got yourself a problem. Why? Because when you go to the zoo, you're going to see 10, 15, 20, even 30 animals. You're going to make a bracha on every single one. So then you're going to be nichla, for example, into the major machloikas of the Prichodosh and others over there, and Yeridea Simdalad over there, by Hilchah Shechita, which we can't get into. Oh, but Be'ezim, Zub Rav Shlomo Zalman, when you go into the zoo, the first animal you see, you make the bracha mishana. But yes, halkavona, it's on all the animals inside the zoo, and the mela yoytz in that situation. Now, the maisa, a lot of poskim want to tell us that we don't make this bracha bismanenu. Why don't we make this bracha? And this is tackling the meaning of a lot of people. We don't make this bracha. What's the reason? Very simple. Well, the reason of making the bracha was a person that he chaps a mudika hanor. The punishment made such a balding animal. I never saw such a thing. Oh, but nowadays, especially mamish, even more nowadays, we have all these folding of pictures. We have all these pictures that the kids have, and the pictures contain all these wonderful pictures of the animals. Remainers of the place, and it could come out. Then Achanami, we don't make a bracha anymore, and that's tackled the meaning of a lot of people. Ober Rebelski said that the meaning in America is we still make this bracha, and again, you will find people still making this bracha, but there are people who are makel and the Yesh Aminismai because of the pictures. Long again, Daita. Shinei Mokim. Not the Hilchos Bracha Shaila, right? Shinu Mokim means when a person's in one Mokim and he goes out to another Mokim, he has to continue making a brand new Bracha Mishayna. Because he left the Mokim, right? So we've discussed this, I think, a couple of times over here already, right? For example, a person's in the shul, he makes a Bracha on the coffee, he goes outside, he has to make a Bracha Mishayna. If he doesn't make a Bracha Mishayna, he says Shaila of Nanim Oilim Azebeloi Bracha, Vachulu, and Shom the Gemorim Brachas. Over. What's the gate to us? And this is very negate. A person, for example, is in a theme park. He's in a zoo. He's in a stump, in a garden, whatever it may be. A good place takes the kids to a place, Venazman. And you start eating, the derech is you go from place to place. So the halacha is as follows. When you're in an outside area, it depends. If the mokum is got a wall around it, an enclosure, then in Achanami, it's all considered one mokum. And even if you go to a new place that you don't see the original place, I'm not going to make a new bracha. Right? Masha ain't came. If I'm in total open field, if I go cherry picking in an open field, totally open, and I start making a bracha over here, so then it depends. If I can see the bracha where I originally made the bracha, I don't need a new bracha. But if I go to a place that I can no longer see, the original place where I started, I'm going to have to make a new bracha. So I once asked many poskim, for example, Rabbi Zvi Orbach, and he wanted a tiny one. A person goes to a theme park, or anywhere like that, even though it's a huge place, you don't better some see the walls around it. Oh, but it feels like one place. You know you're in the zoo, you know you're in the theme park, that's considered one place, and therefore wherever you go, you will not have to make a brand new bracha mishayna, even if you don't see the original place. Now we also know the Shulchan Aruch tells us of the din of a hochid drachim. A hochid drachim means somebody, for example, that is never conveyor his mokim in any place. He's sitting, he opens up a bag of crisps and he goes right to, and he eats and he eats and he eats. He's never conveyor in one place and then moved. In that situation, there's about no problem with making a brand new bracha. Obviously, we have to bear in mind the Gemara Gittin Dafayin, the Mishnah Berurah Tzadik Vav, for example, the Magen Avraham over there, that about the person should be eating standing up. So, state the Gemara. Say that we're not discussing that. We're discussing about the sitting down. Okay, Dom again, Daita. Another common Shaila, very, very common Shaila, this one. Maybe we'll just spend a couple more minutes on this one. Oh, not even halfway. Okay, Beseda. Simenayin Hei, Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. Simenayin Hei. Bracha Keneget Ha'erva. Very negative situation. You're going to a place, Benazmanim, and unfortunately not everybody, right, is zoicha, especially if they're not even from, to be zoicha, to be dressed the way that we would like them to be dressed. So the Shaila comes out, making brachas, learning Torah in such a mockery. So we've discussed this, I think, in another time, maybe for Shevavim, or we'll discuss it now a little bit negea, so the Hilchos brachas has negea to Benazmanim. So we know the Pasuk tells us, Vayira v'cha erivas dover, right? A person should not be saying a dover should be kedusha, the garshon, the gemara over there in brachas chavdalet, that you should not be saying a bracha, or any divrei
Divrei Torah, or anything like that, Dovashu B'Gedusha, if there's an Erva in front of you. Now, the Rishonim on this Gemara Lam Pshat, what's the reason for the Issa? The reason for the Issa is Matam Hiru. We're discussing something, obviously, that causes Hiru, and the male of it causes Hiru, so it's also for a person to say a Dovashu B'Gedusha in front of something that's Hiru. So now we have major shines. Everywhere a person will go, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Loretz, he's going to be happy in Shaila. You're on an aeroplane, for example. He wants to sit there 3-4 hours to finish the Masechta, and he's got someone in front of him or next to him that's got this problem. Say, Emechanam, it's going to major shine in the postscript. Akkadei Kachta, Mr. Brewer brings the Derech HaChayim, the Heiligen Yosevus, that wants to say it could be that if you made the Bracha or Krishma, whatever you did, in front of one of these things, you're going to have to go back again. You were never yotze your bracha. If you never yotze your bracha, but the evidence wasn't chal, you didn't even daven, you didn't say the bracha, all have been shailas. So this is a very serious shaila. So you have to go into a little bit of what means an erva. So number one, an erva, there's three different types of ervas. There's an erva d'oraisa, that's erva mamish. We have an erva d'rabbonon, which is a mokrim that's normally covered. That's an erva d'rabbonon. And we have something what's called an erva that's toli b'mineg only. Right? So erva mamish, we're not going to go into it right now. It's not just a negeya. What's negeya really is the erva d'rabbonon. It's a mokrim that's normally covered. As I pass in Chaim 7, Ayin Hey, see Aleph. If I have something that's normally covered, it's a mokrim on the body that's normally covered. It's a badu in Issa. What's nichlal in this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, very, very simple. Very simple. I know there are people that have this slightly different Shulchan Aruch, but I'm going to say the way the Shulchan Aruch says it. The Shulchan Aruch says it like this, and there's no Paschim Mishnah Berurah, La Locha, there's nobody that's Choylik on this. Anybody that finds anyone that's Choylik, please let me know. Oh, but I didn't find anybody that was Choylik on this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Poshet. We're discussing now Erva D'Rabbonim, that it's an Issa Gomu to say Devar Shabigdusha in front of it. Number one, the leg. Right? You know, we have to mention the Torah, even the Bitzorich. The leg, what's Nechal the leg? Zuk the Mishnah Berurah includes the knee. There are people, I don't know, that have a mistake, and they push a thing, no, the knee is not included, but above the knee. Chas v'sholoi. The knee is included until the ganze end of the knee. Right? The whole knee has to be covered. If the knee is not covered, then a chanami. It's also to say a bracha, and if you did say a bracha, it's a big shine of b'diyah, but if it was chal, big number, and then again, aeroplane, then again, the park, all the time happens. How about the arm? The arm, la halacha le maisa, again, there's no machmir. It's not mistake, the machmir is a poskin, I'm coming here to be on free, the machmir. I'm toshet translating Mishnah Berurah. Hope it's time, go get an art school, you'll find mamish the same words. So the Mishnah Berurah, what about an arm? The elbow. The elbow doesn't mean halfway, a little bit here, a little bit there, rubric a kulai, all the longness comes out, no. So the Mishnah Berurah, 100% of the elbow has to be covered. Right, so this is Eman Adaba, there's no machmir over here. It has to be the entire elbow, has to be the entire knee, and Eman Adaba and all the people that wearing things in between. So no, Hanami, I'm not jealous of their portion of the world to come. I in the Zohar Kodesh that says mamish terrible, terrible things for people that go around these things. I'm not going into it right now. Those people of Adar will get their serious punishment in the world to come. But we're not getting into it. How about the Erva that's Tali Beminik? Right? Those things are nothing to discuss. Those things are 100% Osir. You say a bracha in front of those, it's Osir. The bracha wasn't Chal. You have to say it again. Could be, maybe it's a Shaila of a bracha, some of it brachas Levatola. You could be making in such a situation. How about something that's Tali Beminik? Now here's a big Shaila. For example, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're in a Mokrim, and it's extremely negative vacation, when you go from one Mokrim to another Mokrim, and you're in a Mokrim where people are Machmir, what does that mean, people are Machmir? If the Minik and Mokrim is to do a certain thing, then it blinds that becomes something that's awesome. And it's not the pshat, says the Mishnah Berurah, what people think. So the Mishnah Berurah, everybody does it. It's probably okay, and it's pokah the din erba. Chas v'sholem, took the Mishnah Berurah, no. The Mishnah Berurah says, partially if you have something that's tali b'minik, the minik is chal, and the male person not allowed to say brach in such a situation. So for example, I spoke to one of the zikli poskim in Yerushalayim, he's been paskening in Yerushalayim for many, many years, and he told me that the minik al pi, that should be in the row of a kama gedoli Yisrael in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, is avada. That, and again, you have to realize, this is tali b'minik, but this is the minik over here, is that a person, for example, we're saying the elbow, the knee, Eimal Adaba, nothing what to talk about. How about lower than that? Right? So, and again, Shulchan Aruch, we can't say it's Asa. But if it's Tali B'minik, what's the minik? The minik is number one, that people cover a little bit more. Now, for example, in Chutz Loretz, if a person goes to a place where the minik is, where they cover all the way
just until the elbow, right? Not to where people that just do it like a bitty yevet thing where they cover just the minute go like that and all of a sudden it's up. Chas v'sholom. I don't know, people that cover in the making of matzah. So he makes a bracha like that, that's mutter. Wash engin, if you're in a mokum, for example, in Yerushalayim, where the minute is to cover a little bit more than that, so if you're going to make a bracha in front of somebody that has it open more than that, the bracha wasn't hal and it's nechal and it's halacha. That we have to realize that, right? Because how a person wants to act, you let him act however he wants at home. But if a person's in a matzah, where he's in a mokum where people are machme, and the mokum, by the way, doesn't go by the people in that mokum, it goes by what the gedolim paskin. And if the gedolim paskin, this is the minigam mokum, so nachanami, we can't be praying together. We can't be praying together. And remember, what does that mean? That means adkidekach, that the bracha is goes out pin the minute. And if the minute is that people, for example, another example, like the preishkin, tights, right? I think the minute in most places, especially here in Yerushalayim, is the minute is to wear tights. Mimena, not gemina. If a person makes a bracha in front of someone that's not wearing tights, now Chas v'Shalom, we're not discussing a case where the knee's on show, that's a bad answer. I'm discussing a case where the knee's covered. Oh, but there's no tights. It's an issa gomu to make a bracha in such a matzah. And Agada, if it's an issa gomu to make a bracha in such a matzah, it's an issa gomu for a woman to go around in such a matzah. Because she's in matzah all the men. So Mama Shemi Rakim looked at Oka Tzadikim when he says the wonderful things that she's going to get for doing these wonderful things to the men. So Agada, we have to discuss Oka's bracha, say Nachanami. We have to realize what's Tali Beminig HaMokim. Again, the knee and the elbow, Eimal Adabit. The Mokim HaMinik, for example, over here, is to cover a little bit more, to cover it tight. If a person is not wearing that, Nachanami, then Agada, that's going to be awesome. Let me again write. How about if a person goes to a place where the minig is makel? Christ, he goes to a holiday town. He goes to a vacation area. Well, the minig is, you don't wear tights. That's what people do in that certain place, let's say over there. The halacha of the be'alacha is, no. Don't come along and say that if I'm going to a market where the minig is to be makel, no, I cannot make brachas if people are not wearing tights and these sort of things. No, chas v'sholom, says the be'alacha. If your daiter lachza, here we're bringing the 2-day yontif back again, the svar. If your daiter lachza to the mokum that you machme, the hand you've coming back to Yerushalayim or Kodesh, there's no mokum to be mekel. And maybe you can't make a bracha in that situation, even if the minig there is to be mekel. Because you're planning coming back, you've got to take the chumas of both places. Now, what is the eitzah? Right? Happens all the time. You're sitting on an aeroplane, you're sitting in a park, you want to make a bracha. What do you do in such a situation? I have to say, I couldn't find it in my notes now, but I remember years ago writing in my notes, there's a Rav Shulchan Aruch somewhere. If anyone finds it, please let me know. There's a Rav Shulchan Aruch that wants to, I wanted to say, Pshat in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, a double portion, Kamat Mafurish over there, that it could be an Issa Gomel for a person to make a bracha on the beach, even if it's empty. Even if there's not one soul there. Why? It's a Makoy Miyuchot Fa'erva. As I state the Rav Shulchan Aruch, I can't find it right now, so I can't give you the Rav Mokim. Oh, that's a mess we remember from the Rav Shulchan Aruch. What's the Eitzel Halacha? If a person is stuck, and this happens, come out all the time, you go to a chasna, you go to somewhere in somebody's house, they're not nizzing all these things, for example, covering the hair. What's the halacha with hair? So Abadu, we know the halacha is, no hair is allowed to be showing, right? All these lomdas that comes out of 3 fingers, where Moshe never said it, he never meant it, his son said it were foolish, no such thing, there's no heter of any hair showing, that's not 100%. If you, it's also gomel to make a bracha on such a matzah. Again, I'm discussing all those brachas over here. Nobody can have any titles on me. I'm discussing all those brachas. I'm translating, come out word for word, the Mishnah Berurah 7, 9, hey, look it up yourself. And the Mela, if a person is in a matzah with his women there who have not covered their hair, going, we can be makel. Going with other, we can be makel. Oh, but a yid that's meant to be covering their hair, that's not, you can't make a bracha. So obviously the shine is going to be now. What's going to be? You're on an aeroplane, you're on a train, you're on a mat, you're anywhere you want. And there's people over there that are not sneezed, whether their hair showing or anything else. To make a bracha in such a situation, what are you going to do? Send the Shulchan Aruch, as I pass the Mishnah Berurah, Rav Shulchan Aruch. Turn around. When you turn around, it's ki'ilu in a brand new mokum. That's one eitzah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is more common. E'ef should be in acher. You're in a mokum, where it's not chayat, it's kenish. Everywhere I go, they're all over the place. Or, it's pushing not nice, right? It's pushing not nice, I'm sitting by the Shabbos table, and there's someone over there who's not got a hair covered, so what am I going to do? I'm going to stop benching turning around. Not covered the chaverim, right? Oh, so the mela. In that situation, we have a Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says if it's e'ef should be in acher, close your eyes. Close your eyes, you can't be makel. Now, all the halachas that we are discussing, we're discussing saying Torah b'peh, and most poskim are machmir even on writing. Of behiru, we can be makel. That means if a person's on an airplane or on a matzav where he's listening to his shi'ah on his phones, on his earphones, then a body can be makel, whatever's there, because that's Torah behiru, we can be makel in that situation.
Let me go back. There's many, many other halakhas. We're already going late. I'm apologizing in advance. But we push to have many more halakhim of Shulchan Aruch to cover. There's a Shulchan Aruch and there is a Simcha Valev. We're not going to go into it. A other person should know, especially when posed with Bein Hazmanim and all sorts of situations and different families are getting together. A person has to realize it's a Shulchan Aruch that says it's Asa to say hello, how are you to a woman. Again, a person has to act with a Vada Sahiras. He has to act with a little bit of Derech Eretz, whatever it may be. A person has to realize the Shulchan Aruch are written about going in between two women. These are all statements. We keep a Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. We have to keep a Shulchan Aruch also in Eben Ezra over there. Swimming at a beach, right? Swimming in a swimming pool. So, about it, the meaning is we don't wear a kapul, we don't wear a yarmulke in that situation, but a person should be careful. And if he wants to discuss Torah with his friend that's sitting next to him, so he has to be careful. If he's not got his head covered, or he's not sonua, it could be it's mutar, Peter's man where he is right now. Oh, but to discuss Torah in such a matter, about it is also. Let me go back to this. Is a Gemara in Pesachim. Everybody knows the Nalalef. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, and Be'etzim it's mentioned the Shtikl Beremes and Evan Ezra with their Simon Chaval. That it's also for a person to go in the Merchatz together with his son. So obviously the Shaila comes out when a person wants to go swimming with the kids and he's got his son over there. So the post can double push it. Rebalde is wearing a swimming costume, wearing a bathing suit, he's covered up. There's no Issa Bechlal of going swimming with the kids. Let me go back to a person in a situation, he stops off for some petrol or stops off somewhere in a matzah where there's trade for restaurants. Is he allowed to go into the restaurant to go to the toilet? The person needs a toilet, wants to go into the restaurant. Zungu motion, igus moshe, asagomo. It's a shine of Marisai. Marisai, people see, go look inside, they see what's going on, and don't think for 1 minute that if a person's in his shorts and his t-shirt, chas v'shalom, with his cap on, they don't know you're a yid. They know you're a yid. We can't go into the reasons now, but about it, they know you're a yid. And Mimela, Zungu moshe, and igus moshe, is an isser Marisai. That if the people see that you're going into a trade for a restaurant, it's asagomo. So, Moshe, what are you meant to do? In the matzah, you push it desperate. You push it, be traveling 2 hours on the motorway. You push it desperate. So, Moshe, in that situation, if you've got no other eitzah, then about you can make it and you can go in. Over. If the restaurant sells, and often they're too sure to get this, if they sell a little bit of trade and a little bit of kosher, lay there how, but that's what they do. You can buy kosher things there also. And about you can be make it and go in there, because then it's not a mamish and maris aim, because people will think and hopefully assume that you are buying the kosher food. Let me go back to a little tzab al chayim. With Moshe in a kosher mishpat chelik base, ask the shayla, how is it mutter for a person to kill animals? And he says, but it's a shayla tzab al chayim. So with Moshe, no, why not? Any tzoyrecha adam, when killing an animal is mutter, you have inside the house spiders and all these sorts of things that come, especially when a person's on holiday and he goes to apartments and all these sorts of things, he gets all these creatures coming in. There's no issa of tzab al chayim of killing an animal. If it's a tzoyrecha adam, avadu it's mutter, or bezug the poskim, avadu we have to machanech our children not to stamp tzab al chayim, the cats and all the other things that they have. Abba, touching an animal requires the tillis adayim. So again, some person can want to say, yeah, the Rav Shulchan Aruch is makel that when you touch a balei chayim, when you touch an animal, you're not mechuyev to do the tillis adayim. Now, everybody knows the Gemara Nida Yudalit. The Gemara Nida Yudalit says, and Rashi's masbe very clear, we're not going to go into because we haven't got time, is that if a person goes horse riding, also negay ben his money, you go horse riding, so be'etzim you have to know through the Gemara, you have to go with the saddle. You have to go with the saddle, ayin shom and Rashi, what the time is, you have to go with the saddle. Now, again, if you put your both feet on one side facing outwards, you don't need a saddle. It's when you're riding on it in Gunson, that's when you need a saddle. Hitting the animal, hitting the horse or whatever, the donkey, whatever it is, to go faster is not a shayla tzab al chayim, because it's again shayrech ha'odom. Choshe mishpat. This is double posh, I don't think I have to mention this. Oh, but to change the age of a child, kidei to get into the theme park, wherever it is, for a cheaper rate of a child or for free, is 100% stealing belishum shayla. There is no heter in the world to say, yeah, he's true, he's going to be, you know, all the heterim come out, about the person has to be very careful of the money, and therefore it's about a shayla of choshe mishpat, a shayla of stealing. How about saving seats for somebody? The police can say that by accident, if a person is saving a seat for somebody else and the seat is free, so it's mutter. But if by saving the seat somebody else is not going to get a seat, then again it's a more serious shayla of whether or not it's a choshe mishpat inyan. How about cutting in the line? Right? A very shkiyak shayla, a cutting in the line, pushing in the line, whichever way you want to do it, that nobody recognizes it, they know, and they might say, what's that? A shayla over there. So there's two shayla. Number one, shayla of chil Hashem, to dover poshet, and look at who's there, yidin or goyim, there's a badr, a shayla of chil Hashem. Number two, what about gneva? So a vinyash of tainers, that when a person cuts in line, he's over on avak gezel. As I pass him with a lashiv and kovitz tshuvas, you're over on avak gezel. Now Rav Zalman Chemya Goldberg has a merdeka tshuva on this, and he decides as though, he says it's not shayach to say that when I cut in line that I'm over on gneva or gzela
on the people in the line. I didn't take anything from them. And if I didn't take anything from them, it's not shy to say everyone's stealing. Elamai, Zugu Zaman Khan, what are you over on? You're over on stealing from the balabos. You're over on stealing from the person that owns the place. Why are you over? He says, Dabba Posh, you're standing Bachatza Khabeiri, Kineged Das Khabeiri. That's also the child of stealing. Why? Because the owner of the place is mapping on the line. He wants to make sure everything goes Musudar. And maybe if you're doing something faket to his Das, that Shaloi Kineged Hadas, Kineged Hadas Ha Palabais, it's so neighbor. The stipler also heard from the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish tainted that if a person jumps the line, is over on Masik Vul. The Mela, a person has to realize what the halacha is in that situation. Now, the manager, the owner of the place, is a Vada Mutter to invite whoever he wants from the line to come earlier, because he's the Bala Bais. The Bala, there's no Shaila in that. Holding a place in line for other people, so the Mela says, look, the price scheme. If it's one person, I'm allowed to hold, again, if it's a whole family and half the family are coming down, I want to get a place and they're going to join me, that's a Vada Mutter. Right? If it's family's Mutter. I'm a stand, I want to save a place for my friend who's coming in a minute. So the price can say, if it's one person, it's Mutter. If it's more than one person, also, what's the svara? Dava poshut, migoy di iboy zocher lenafshei zocher nami lechavri. I'm zocher for myself. I'm zocher for my friend. And maybe if it's one person, zug the poskim, I can be makel in that situation. Taking towels and all these sorts of things that they give in the hotels, if they're not normal things, like soap, whatever, to take a vada is an isav geneva in such a situation, right? With Yashav is a tshuva. What about people that think that if it's owned by a whole branch, a whole chain of people, that the main of this towel, whatever it may be, is going to cause less than a shava pruta for each of the shareholders? So with Yashav, I don't care. It's vada and isav gomu of geneva in that situation. Weiter, let's go to some of the halachas of eating. A vada person has to be extremely careful wherever he goes, whether he's staying somewhere or he's stomach eating in a park, sitting on a bench on a table there. That he has to be careful, has to realize that on this table could have been treif mamish, and if there's mamash is there, if it's wet, or if there's any sort of things over there, he has to realize to put his food on his vada issa. How about to put even, not his food, to put his pots on? The person goes to stay somewhere, he doesn't put his food on there, but he puts his pots on. So it's ain't klima, reim, klima leiva. He tivers oi pasan shulchan erich and simon sadi basin yeri there, which means ve'etzem, there's no bleeds. When I take my hot pot and put it onto the tray for counter that I'm staying in, there's no bleed. On the steak, the Ramah over there, you shouldn't do it lechatchila. A person should either cover it with another layer or cash it first. Ask a local Orthodox rabbi. Weiter. Tvidas Kalim. I saw in a certain place today, something's up. He wanted a tiner that you have these disposable grilled barbecues. One had pami, these barbecues that you use. So he says over there, Father, it needs to be the scalim. Why do you need to be the scalim? Because you have the grill on top. The grill on top is made for metal. Metal is a shell of a deraisa. So it's a shulchan aruch. Seven kuf. Ha, in your day. Obel the maisa. Lenny has died here. I think it's a double posh. It doesn't need to be the scalim. It's no worse than using anything disposable. Right? We pass in la locha. But we use something disposable once. That's not a shemish bechlel. If I use the coffee jar, for example, I have to be the scalim. Avada not. The main avada person does not have to do to be the scalim on the disposable barbecue. Oba, what's burning again? Is you go into a mokoyim where they don't feed the kelim. For example, you go to a place that's owned by somebody, a yid, or by Muslim in his stomach, he never played with the kelim. So you got yourself a problem. How are you going to eat on the kelim? So that Kitchula, for example, brings one person that wants to say, Alom de Sazoy. He wants to say, beautiful. He wants to say, like this. But the person that bought it, the Hainu, the owner of the hotel or the motel, why is he buying it? Is he buying it as a klisudo? No, he's buying it as a business. He's buying it as a business. Oh, a business doesn't require tefila. Oh, but the Meisah, Kemat, all the poiskim were choylik on this. The Shevet Alevi, the Minchas Nesok, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Moshe, v'chulei, they were all choylik on this. Os Nidbu, the Chutshani, everyone was choylik on this mahalach. And they passed in the halacha. Rebbe that he's buying it as what? To be used for food. We made him its asa. So Reb Moshe, for example, in Shuvah is discussing, what do? If you sell something in a place that he never turned with the Canaan. So in that situation, so Reb Moshe, it depends. It depends if it's a dover that needs the clean or doesn't need the clean. If it's a dover that needs the clean, for example, soup, get it out there. You can't use it because you're using the clean. If it's a piece of schnitzel, then about you can be maker because it doesn't need the clean. That Reb Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shleima, Chedit Beis Simon Samach Vav, you've gotten your dollar, wants the tainer. No. He doesn't, you can use it. Why? Because the shimush of a clean is what? Putting food on it. But taking the food from it is on the shimush bachal. And the man he wants a tain in that situation, you can be maker. Now, often is the case, is this a suffix? It's a suffix. You don't know that he never told this kalim. Could be very likely he maybe he did. So in that situation, especially if it's glass, glass is an echir tzvida drabonon, and it's a suffix. Suffix drabonon lekula, and the lady you can be makel and use the kli in that situation. Lam again, right on. Oy vay. Netilas adai. You do as the gemara in chulin kuzayin on the base. Says the gemara over there, they mattered sometimes to eat. the matter of a dead truma with a map on. What do you do in a situation very shkia? You go to a place and there's no water. And there's no water. How are you allowed to eat your bread? How are you allowed to do until it's a dime? Or are you allowed to eat? Not even until it's a dime. So Be'etzen is a major machloikis Rishonim. We posh haven't got time to go through all the shittas of Rishonim. Kama Rishonim is arriving in the Kolbo. Mom, there's many Rishonim about this. What's Pshat in the Gemara over there? The Shulchan Aruch la'alocha paskins. In Kruf Samach Gimel. The halacha paskins are zoi. That if a person is in a matzav, where Be'etzem 4 mil and he's traveling in front of him, there's not going to be any water. For example, he's traveling to a place and 72 minutes down the line, there's no water. It's negev, for example, when a person is in an aeroplane, for example, they switched on the seatbelt sign, right? He's now stuck now. Right? He's stuck in the seatbelt, there's no bathroom. Can't get to the bathroom. And if they're going to be in that matter for 72 minutes, there's no water. There's no tears of dying, right? So the Shulchan Aruch, in that situation, you can be makel and you can use a mapper. So most people think, what does it mean, use a mapper? You have the sandwich in the foil, in the bag. Chas v'sholem, says the Mishnah Berurah that about your whole hand has to be covered. And so the Mishnah Berurah try to be machmeh, both hands have to be covered. Kedev, you don't touch one and the other. And we made another pass on Shulchan Aruch. And if you're stuck 72 minutes down the line, you will not find any water. You're stuck on a coach. You're stuck in a car. There's no water all over the place. Then about you can be make of zug de be'alocha. Everybody knows it. Do it to kivitzvah. Zug de be'alocha. The mitzvah says b'mokrim hatchat gavu. If a person is mamish hungry, he's mamish starving, and he needs to eat the bread, only then to be makel. Stam, because you want to eat bread. No, there's no more to be makel. I don't know why I'm going to say this, but there's an unbelievable Shulchan HaTorah from the commander of Ever. Now, first we have to read is the Gemara Seita. The Gemara Seita says not to be mezalzel until he's a dime. Because if a person is mezalzel until he's a dime, he's lacking in the oilum, the aim of chelik loilum abo. Unbelievable. Aber, even more starker than that. There's a commander of Ever in Shulchan HaTorah. The commander Rebbe, I'd love to quote the Lashon, but we haven't got time. Oh, but he says like this. He wants to bring a whole raya that's not shot in the Gemara and Chulun over there, Kuzayin, and the Gemara over there, Tfilah, and Tumat Tumat Tairah. Who's looking at my bread? Zog the Shulchan HaTorah min a commander, Avada. Avada. We don't do this Eitzah of the mapa on the hand and know that there's a dime, only Bikuach Nefesh. If it's Bikuach Nefesh, then it can be Mekel. If not, Asa. And he says that a Chosid should be Machme. Even if it's not, even if it's Pekuach Nefesh, he should rather be Moisa his life than not wash it till he's a dying and eat bread with your hands covered. And he writes over there, I'm guaranteeing you, Moisa, I find this Veloshin over there in Shom, you will not see Gehenim and no Tsar is involved. This is Moisa Nefesh, rather till he's a dying with his hands covered, Chatz v'sholem. Of a Meikah, then he's masking that Pekuach Nefesh, you can be Meikah, and Avada, we paskin Halacha, not that way, we paskin Halacha, and Avada, a big Tsarich, as a Peter Ritzvah, that a person can be Meikah and eat bread in a matzav where there is no bread. Hadlokas HaNeiris in a room in a hotel, very negeh shayla, without going into any of the lomdos, a person has to know when he's away on holiday and he's staying in a place where they tell him to do hadlokas HaNeiris shaloi b'makim achila. So it depends. If the makim of the hadlokas HaNeiris is in the room or just outside the room in a way that he can basically see the hadlokas HaNeiris, so not nami, he can make the bracha over there and he can make hadlokas HaNeiris, no pass over there, ein shohanois and reisham gimel. If a person is lighting in a place where he cannot see the hadlokas HaNeiris b'chlal, that's called a bracha levatola table, and it's us to make a bracha to hadlokas HaNeiris in that situation. Now, brother, if a person is stuck in that situation, contact a local Orthodox rabbi, and he'll tell you what to do in that situation, when to make the bracha. Maybe in the bathroom, not in the bathroom. We can't get into it right now. Just one last tiny shayla. A chiv of davening b'tzibur, vein again shayla ben esmanim. A person has to realize. We know in Shulchan Aruch and Simchat Tzaddik it says mafurish that they shtavel. Person should try to daven b'tzibur. So we know the Rav Shulchan Aruch that tefillah b'tzibur is more chomer than a mitzvah asay min haTorah. As I stated in Rav Shulchan Aruch, there's a tshuva from Rabbi Shneigus Meir, the tshuva from Minchat Yitzchok that says that a person has a chiv gomer to daven with a minyan. It's not just a nice thing to do. It's a chiv gomer. After the kaf, we know other svarim say that a person is not answered if he davens biyochet, or if he is answered, he needs mamish b'chiyas gemuris. Mashenge, when a person is b'tzibu, such a light filler, it goes straight after kisei hakovet. The Mumkat Shereba one time said that davening b'minyan afilu be'elef loy bottle, and it applies to Hilchos over here, the davening b'minyan. As I state over there, there's a Merdeka Maisa, we have to end. The Merdeka Maisa, the Beis Yisrael from Ger one time, there was a tremendous thing on Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim was under attack, it was a terrible matzah. And people could see that the Beis Yisrael was mamish distraught, it was mamish in an anguish, a terrible tzar. And people were upset at the Beis Yisrael, was upset that I say something bad's going to happen over here. And he was in terrible tzar. And he told them, make a Yom HaSifa, make a
Yom, for the kids, for the Chedi kids to come together, let them daven, let them daven to Rabbi Yishlodim, Ersha will have a Yeshua. And they brought all the kids in, and can imagine all the kids from Gera sitting over there, and somebody got up and told them, Rabbi Yisai, there's enemies out there, there's people that want to kill us, they want to take away Tati and Mummy, you have to daven and cry to Rabbi Yishlodim. And they gave him such a chizik that all of a sudden the children started crying, and they started saying tilling with a mood, because chizik was gavaldi. The Beis Yisrael walked past the room, and he started smiling, he said, it's all over. A zat filler berabim like this is not shaykh, it wasn't angel in shomayim. Remember, a person has to realize that filler betzivu is such a chosh of a zat, it's not just a yishtadl, it's a chiyah goma that a person has to realize is about an answer. The last shayla is an oinus. What happens if a person, it happens sometimes, ben hazmanim, you get into a matzav, he's an oinus, he forgot to daven, he didn't remember to daven, it was too late to daven, he was traveling, whatever it may be. So, but oinus, we know the Shulchan Aruch tells us, zimu kuf, ches, that lalok al maisa, you can be makel, that if a person was beoinus and he forgot to daven a shachas at mincha, married, then he could do tashlum and he could daven the next tefillah. Over. If it was amazing, for example, Ludugma, he's up very, very late the night and he wakes and he sleeps in the next morning, misses the only minyan that there is, he misses shachris, however, he cannot daven a minyan tashlum over there. Just to finish with one last thing, with Scheinberg, everybody knows who Shamis at Sal used to tell people, and they told him, Rosh Hashiva, we're going to America, we're going wherever we're going, he would tell them to buy a certain type of thing. So again, it's one shot, he said it because it was a soap and it lathered quicker in the shower, kadeda, there wouldn't be so much little dayah. Another kavanah that he had. The other kavanah that he had is he wanted the person to think of him the whole time. When a person thinks of the Rebbe, I need to buy the Rebbe something, I need to buy the Rebbe something. So Kielu's whole holiday is a different thing. When a person takes with them, like we started, the Shulchan Aruch that he has the whole year, and he takes it with him on holiday, so Be'ez Hashem will be Gebaldik holiday. Okay.